Welcome to A Year with Matthew 25, a podcast from the Office of Theology and Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA. This podcast connects readings from the Gospel of Matthew with the Church's Matthew 25 vision of building congregational vitality, dismantling structural racism, and eradicating systemic poverty. As the Sundays after Pentecost continue, the Revised Common Lectionary passes through the center of the Gospel of Matthew. This section of Matthew's Gospel finds the disciples in frequent situations of conflict and controversy, debate and danger, as Jesus' words and actions put him at odds with religious leaders, political authorities, societal norms, and cultural expectations. The Church's work to eradicate systemic poverty, dismantle structural racism, and build congregational vitality draws the people of God into similar dilemmas. Jesus' call to faith and faithfulness is often countercultural, socially unacceptable, politically unpopular, and even scandalous to certain religious sensibilities. Yet, those who undertake this work also come to know the gifts and blessings of following Jesus, the hope and joy of life in the Spirit, and the grace and peace that come from God alone. The passages from Matthew that frame this sermon series exemplify this tension. In the beginning, Jesus promises, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." At the end, Jesus warns, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross." The yoke is the cross, but it is easy and light because Christ is the one who shoulders its true weight. The preaching and music suggestions in this 9-week summer series explore the challenging nature of the gospel of Jesus Christ, specifically with respect to these three priorities for the PCUSA: systemic poverty, structural racism, and congregational vitality. Topics rotate, not always in the same order, according to the themes and images of the biblical passages. By the end of the summer, congregations will have had the opportunity to engage each of these topics 3 times and from a variety of approaches. A reading from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 20. Who is Jesus? Peter answers, "You are the Messiah, the Son of God."
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah.
Jesus gives Simon a new name and identity, Peter, the rock on whom the church is built. Similarly, the challenge of building congregational vitality depends on our confession of who Jesus is. What difference does it make that Jesus is the Messiah, Son of God?
Were you
Almighty God, you have taught us that all our deeds without love are worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the very bond of peace and of all goodness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Thank you for listening to A Year with Matthew 25, a podcast from the Office of Theology and Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA. Please like, share, and subscribe. Scripture passages are drawn primarily from the Revised Common Lectionary and are adapted from the New Revised Standard Version Updated Edition. Today's reader is
Rachel Sutphin.
Hymns are from Glory to God, the Presbyterian Hymnal, and are in the public domain. Musical recordings are by Philip Morgan. Prayers come from the 2018 Book of Common Worship. You can visit pcusa.org/Matthew25 to learn more about the Matthew 25 vision of the Presbyterian Church USA.